Well, joining us now, two young stars, Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy, were in the doubles. And they, let's face it, they weren't expected to win, but they did. Not just that, India ended up winning 3-0. There was no fourth or fifth match in this final. So, Sattvik, let me come to you first. I'm told through reliable sources that you're still in some sort of a dance zone. Is that true? None of this has sunk in? You're just sort of basically dancing?
Yeah. Like, I'm in that mood, still in the mood. Like, we are dancing. I can feel that we are dancing. We are jumping all around. We are there in the dugout cheering all the teammates. I think, I think it will carry for more 2 weeks, I think.
Chirag, have you come to terms with what you achieved? They say, you know, I mean, this is the best win that we've had in decades. What does it mean to you to be part of this this pack?
Like you said, I think it's definitely the 1983 moment for Indian badminton, for
it
sure.
Is, yeah.
I think we did yesterday, I think it's simply unimaginable. I think we've never really been good in team events. As far as badminton is concerned, we've done really well at the Olympics, the World Championships, the Asian Games, the Commonwealth Games. But we always lacked in team events because we've had good teams before, but it's always been like on some days, one of them is not really playing that well or the other is not playing. So it's always been very dicey. But yep, this time, I think we had a good team. And a really, really good camaraderie between us. And all of us, even if we've lost, we used to stretch and come back to the dugout and cheer for the our teammates. And I think that is one thing that stood out from all the team competitions that I have been a part of.
Yep.
And I am really, really happy that I am part of this historic team and I could actually live to see this day.
I can imagine you would be the Sattvik, the fact that you beat the Indonesians in the doubles, you guys never stopped fighting. Any iota of self-doubt? We certainly didn't see it. Was there self-doubt at all?
I mean, before going ahead of that, we saw the team doing pretty good in that situation. I will give an example. Denmark were playing the second doubles, I think. They lost the first game and second game they were down something 2018. From there they won and they won the tie.
Right.
They're in the semifinals.
Right.
So I think I was dreaming that if they can do, why can't we do that? Like if you are down as well, just a second matters, like just a rhythm matters. If you get that rhythm in the crucial stage, if you keep yourself calm and be more gutsy and be more confident in yourself, you can do pretty good. So that's what we had a team talk before going into the final, what happened. Same thing happened when we are down in the 2017. I didn't believe that we won the second game. Then I thought when we won the second game, then I thought it's our game. I was pretty much confident that we'll pull it up. So
Chirag, now, you know, there's this very interesting tweet of yours where you asked, will there be a chartered plane taking us back home? Of course, we all support our cricketers. They're all great athletes. And of course, they get chartered planes. But do you think, and is this where your tweet is coming from, the sense that we need to extend that sort of treat, or call it what you want, or courtesy to our badminton players, perhaps other athletes as well?
It's more to do with the fans. I think if people actually start following badminton, they will actually understand what we've achieved yesterday. I think for all the people who actually are badminton fanatics, they actually know how we've fared in the earlier Thomas Cups and where we've actually come. I think Vimal sir rightly said, I think yesterday he was talking to us and he was telling us that you are still young. You actually don't know what you guys have actually achieved. I have been in badminton for 40 years and I've never seen the team spirit and the will that you guys have. And I'm he told us that he's really, really happy that he could actually witness this moment in Indian badminton history. And I think it really made us emotional. And to answer your question, I think if a lot more people actually start following badminton and all the other sports, and I think we will definitely get that respect. And hopefully we'll get a chartered plane soon.
I'm sure you would. Chirag, please describe the partnership with Satvik, because at this level of badminton, it's almost like you have to think simultaneously. There's no time. That must be so difficult.
For doubles in badminton, it's a really fast-paced game. So you need to have a really strong bonding with your partner as well. And we need to be thinking simultaneously. When we are on court, I don't know if it's telepathy or something, but we actually know what kind of stroke my partner will play. And maybe you can tell that we've been practicing a lot and all that. But I think, yeah, it's kind of a telepathy that we actually know what kind of stroke the other one will play and what we need to be ready for. And I think it's really, really different to play your partnering someone on court, because there's a different dynamic altogether. And if Satvik makes a mistake or something, I can't really go and tell him, "Kiare, what are you doing? You can't make this into error," because then it affects him mentally as well. So it's not just you who's playing on the court, but it's your partner as well. So you need to look after him as well. So there are two dynamics that come into the picture, and you need to gel well on court. So you usually, both of us are really good friends off court as well. So that really helps.
Satvik, tell us a little bit more about what Chirag is saying, that you cannot be negative. Even if your partner has made a mistake, you just have to live with that, put it away and go on. No time for negative thoughts. How do you keep yourself positive in a situation like this, particularly when things may not necessarily be going your way?
I always think, like, even he wants to win the match, he's not playing against you. So I always think, like, if you do mistake, acha, he's having some other view, but you don't want to do mistake. Even me, if me and Chirag is playing, if Chirag do mistake, I think all the time, like, are idhar marna tha, udhar marna tha, he should have it there, here. But even he wants to win the match. He's trying from his view. But he is not like against you. So he did it for wantedly. So he should accept that, okay. He tried his best. He could have done this in this way, but he did in some other way. So we have to accept that and go ahead, not to think about much about partner. If he's having a bad day, you can pull it off sometimes. It's just a matter of rhythm. Like if he get rhythm in the second game as well, it's fine. Like it's just a bad day, and we can pull it off from there.
Yep.
The experience we had, we can do wonder from anywhere, from any time. So you shouldn't think much about partner. If he's doing any mistake, then you can change the game as well if you want.
You guys certainly did pull it off. 3-0 in the finals. Who would have thought? Congratulations. I do hope you get that charter flight back home.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. So, lovely interviews, conversations with those champions.